Hallelujah. Wow, it's been a full couple days. really getting filled, doing absolutely nothing. Hallelujah, man. You know what? When you do what you love, before the Lord, He will come through that. It's like on earth as it is in heaven. You're just giving all your talents, all your affection to God. And everything you do it unto the Lord. And I think God is really, really impressed when His people worship Him in the spirit and in truth. He really likes that. You know, the Father loves it when we seek Him with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our understanding, all of our creativity, every single part of our being. You can just give it up to God. The first mention of God in the Bible is Creator. And it's no shock that when He sees His children made in His image doing the same stuff on just different levels of scales, He loves that. It's like if you're an artist, God's an artist. He paints a new sky every day for us to look at. He painted the landscapes, the trees, the people, everything He made. He's an artist. He created all these beautiful things. And so when we paint before the Lord, we're just doing it unto the Lord. It's just like you're just showing what God is like through your creativity. In the beginning, God created. It's the law of first mentions. So what I did a couple days ago, I feel like I should be writing some songs. And I just sat down on my computer, grabbed my guitar and a keyboard, and you know, because creating a song is like, it's like just partaking in the gift that God's put inside of me. And that's just creativity, made in His image. I wanted to create a song. I used to do it all the time. When I go to these church meetings, they'd have the songs on the overhead. I wouldn't sing what was on the song head. Like, I wouldn't sing. I would keep the melody. I would sing harmonies. I would always try to expand it, and I would turn into prayers. I didn't go to these meetings to sing songs. I would go there to encounter God. And one of the greatest keys that God ever gave me was just creativity. I would create my own lyrics. I would create my own melodies. They would set the, like, they would have a melody, but I would go around it with harmonies. It's like, Lord, I lift Your name on high. You know, I would just be praying, God, I want to see You in the sky, whatever. I don't know. You have to be in the moment, right? But anyways, I just sat down my computer like a couple days ago, and I wrote a song to God. I haven't wrote a song in a long time. But before I wrote the song, I put on this Terry McCallum worship CD. I don't know what it's called, but they were just singing this song. And my daughter says that this is her favorite song. And I came to it. I could never feel the anointing on it. But I felt the anointing. I was just playing this with the guitar. And I, you know, tears are going down my face, man. I'm just feeling God. And then so I just took those chords and I kept playing the chords over and over again. And I started singing just a melody. Wasn't lyrics. It was just, I was, oh, you know, like opera or something. I don't even like opera. But I was singing like this opera style of a song to God. And man, tears, the stuff was just coming out of my heart. Like, and I just started, like, then I added some words to it. It was like, did not our hearts burn as we walk with Him on the road or something like that, you know? And I started singing that to the Lord, and I just got so blasted in the manifest presence of God. I was a wreck. But I got this notification from Facebook, you know, just after all this worship and stuff, and I started writing this song, and I read this lady, like, there was a prophecy thread or whatever, and they just, like, if you want to get a prophetic word, you just put your name down there. So I just tagged my name in there, and I kind of, like, forgot about it. You know, I test the spirits. If I don't get whacked from it, there's no glory just booming me. I just throw that word, and I put it on a shelf or somewhere. I just kind of toss it. If it's a condemnation or a demon, I rebuke it in Jesus' name and just destroy those words, because life destroys darkness with ease. There's no struggle. You just, I don't receive these words. I burn them up in the name of Jesus, God. Let only your perfect will be done in my life. Every other will and word be burnt up now in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God destroy every word of darkness. You know, you should do that too over your life. But I don't even remember what this person prophesied over me. I was reading it, saw something like teaching, preaching, stuff. And I read that, I was like, wow, boom, man, the Holy Spirit just flooded, like it was stronger than the worship. It was like this word, I don't know what happened. It's just like an explosion of God happened in my home. And he's been going through my spirit for the last 3 days. Just holy, I feel him now, holy purity. Like you just feel so secure. You feel so safe. It doesn't matter about the things going on around you, because what's going on within you is way more powerful. Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? He's walking through the chambers and the hallways in your heart. And worship is the key that connects you to the living God, to hear his words. His words are spirit and life. And the spirit with life within those words is confirmation that what those words were spoken over to you or around you were true. Because the spirit bears witness with our spirit, you know, that we are the sons of God. The spirit, Holy Spirit bears witness with words that they are from him by his spirit. And how do you get to know, how do you discern these? It's just, I was just worshiping. I just took something that God's given me, this creative ability it's not that deep, man. All it is just, I don't want to be put in a box. So I'll kind of tweak something a little bit just to make it personal to God. Like I could sit there on Sunday or whatever, you know, whatever they have their Sunday church services or whatever, and sing the overhead and totally miss God. But when I sing from my heart or from my spirit, and I just create what's in my heart, put it to those words, and I create my own words, it becomes personal. And then God meets me in that personal place. And that's what I did with the Terry McCallum song. Like it was worship at first, but then it turned into something personal. I just took those chords and I wanted to sing my own song. Like my heart was burning for God. And it's just like, didn't our hearts burn? Like those living words. And it's funny because just after that, this person speaks living words to me, prophesies to me about preaching, teaching, and so many things, decreeing. And it was just like maybe 20 words in a paragraph or whatever, and it just blew me away. Holy Spirit filled the whole room, filled my heart, filled my being, filled my soul to project him everywhere I go. And his spirit and his words are life. And it felt so good. He feels so good. It was so intense that I just sat there in silence and just, oh, God. You have no need that any man teaches you. It's the Holy Spirit teaching me right now through experience. You know, I think I posted just on Facebook just today. You know, worshiping God in spirit and in truth is more like impacting than a lifetime of sermons about him. You know, a lifetime of teaching about him. Because when you worship God in spirit and truth, he teaches you in person, spirit to spirit. Not that teachings can't do that, but when you, it's like you and him and you're just with him alone. It's like there could be a multitude of people around you, but it's just you and him. Perfect intimacy in that heart chamber of the Holy of Holies within you. You're meeting with God. So I just wanted to encourage you guys, like, wow, worship God in spirit and in truth and listen for his words. It's like you can be still and know that He is God. You're just stilling your entire, your soul's not freaking out. Your flesh is not trying to do things. Your spirit is just rested and seated in Christ in heavenly places, far above all the distractions of life. And you're just like there. You're focusing 100% on Him. It's all about You, Holy Spirit. It's all about You, Jesus. It's all about You, Father, Abba, Father. Coming through Your bride and reflecting the living God. How do you become a light of the world? You get on fire by being with that consuming fire. Heart to heart, spirit to spirit, deep calling out to deep. As deep as you can go into the Father's heart, that's as deep as you can reflect that His heart, His nature into the world. And if you're the light of the world, that tells me the light, like the world is in darkness and needs a light so they can see, taste and see Him. They need to see Him. If they can see Him, they can turn and repent. Repenting is just turning from darkness back into the glory. You're turning away from things of death into things of life. Walking away from hellfire into heavenly glory fire. You know? The fire of God burns stronger and more fierce than the fires of hell. Consumes them. You know? Who can dwell with the consuming fire? Who wants to stay there? He wants to stay in His holiness and to just be burned up. That's a daily challenge. Hallelujah. And, you know, after this, we went for a drive. I went with my wife. We went shopping and stuff. And I could still feel God coming right through my spirit. Everywhere I go, it felt so good. He feels so good. It's like you're alive. It's no longer you living, but Christ is really living in you and through experience. And you can just, like, life more abundantly. Like, you can play tic-tac-toe. You know those little X's and O's on a sheet of paper for eternity and be totally satisfied in this glory realm. Like, you don't have to do anything. I was sitting there learning French lessons. I'm learning French and Chinese. I can just feel the glory just going right through the whole atmosphere. Wow, man. Try talking to Jesus in Chinese. That's a new level of glory, man. Or in French, or in any other tongues. Yeah. Talk to God in a foreign language. Hallelujah. God is spirit. Just pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. Shaka. Oh, glory, glory. I even read the Bible, too. I was reading. It was really hard to read the Bible, man, because I was all over the place, flipping from stuff to stuff and page to page. And I was trying to read the Old Testament, and I flew over to the New Testament. And I'm just like a little puppy chasing a ball, man, just excitement, just what's happening next. You know, when you read the Bible, just like you already know the story, but then you're like, what's going to happen next? Oh, my gosh. Don't do it, you know. Don't sin in the Bible. You know what's gonna happen, but it's like fresh again. It's like daily manna, fresh bread. Oh, it all comes by just focusing on Him, doing everything before the Lord. I just wanted to write a song, not because I wanted to record an album or anything. I wanted to write a song because I just wanted to sing to Jesus. I wanted to sing what was in my heart and make it personal before the Lord, or to the Lord, and He likes that. Hallelujah. Yeah, God loves it when you're just creative towards Him and you just want to do everything unto Him because it's fun. Not because you have to, because you get to. You know? Hallelujah. You have breath in your body, so like, let's give some breath to God with praise attached to it. You know? Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for life. Thank you, Jesus, for guitars. Thank you, Jesus, for a house. Thank you, Jesus, for the clothes on my back. God, I thank you for my camera. I thank you for lights. I thank you for, you know, all the things. I thank you for air. Thank you for the angels that are surrounding me. Thank you for your manifest presence. Thank you that you're going to just save everyone around me because you're going to pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Thank you, God, for faith. Thank you, God, for wisdom. Thank you for spiritual understanding, God. Thank you, God, for all these spiritual gifts. But most of all, thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your companionship. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for setting me free from sin. And thank you for receiving me into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of heaven. Holy! Oh, Beth, there's a lot of glory. You need to thank God, man. Thank God. You know, just thank Him before you even see it. Just thank Him because it's in the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Everywhere I step my foot, I just set this up for the kingdom of heaven. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So everywhere I step, this is the Lord's. The enemy gets nothing. Oh, Shaka, the airwaves belong to God. You know, Jesus is the principality and power of the air. The demons are not the principality and power of the air. If they are, speak change. Creativity. The Word of God, the double-edged sword, His Word in your mouth, mixed with spirit and faith, just shake out all the demons out of the heavens, that by walking in righteousness, walking in His spiritual reality, walking in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven, walking with God in the cool of the day. Hallelujah. Shatara masitere beshe. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your peace. Oh, I've been thanking Him like nonstop. I woke up in the middle of the night last night. Peace of God flooding me, man. Peace of God passes all my understanding. I don't know how to teach about this. All I can say, Holy Spirit, Shaka. All I can say is, you know what? God loves it when we worship Him in spirit and truth. It may just be singing a song. It may be creating a prayer within a song. It's just you're giving thanks to God, the living God. Our God is a living God. He's not dead in a letter somewhere. He's not, you know, He didn't die, like, you know, He's alive. He died and rose again to raise us up with Him into heavenly places. Jesus was the seed that went into the ground and died. And He brought forth many sons into glory. You don't just stay on the cross. You die to yourself and your plans, your desires, yielding perfectly to the Father so that the Father can have His will. His will can be done. What was His will? Having many sons in the glory. Not just one son, you know, Jesus Christ. Many sons come to glory. He was the first seed to go into the ground and bring many sons into glory. He's the first fruits. So what's our job? Well, our job is to die to ourselves and rise with Him into the glory and just live in the glory. Hallelujah. What's that scripture, Holy Spirit? Shaka. Oh, Shatarebe. You know, if we live in the Spirit, let's also walk in the Spirit. We're going from glory to glory. Like, this is great levels of glory, but let's go to the next level. What's the next level? Like, you're getting absolutely plastered in the love of God. What's the next level? How about we just open up wider and let that love flow out through you and touch everyone around you? How about we sow these seeds of the kingdom? How about we make a Facebook post and just release the love of God within those words that we're experiencing? How about we make a video? How about we just tell somebody? How about we write a letter or an email? How about we just pray? Release this upon my children, God. Release this upon my brothers, my sisters, my earthly family members. If you can touch me like this, God, you can touch them. You can pour your spirit upon all flesh. And they will experience the living God. I was just talking to someone on Facebook in this group, and they're like, "Oh my, like their daughter was into this working for all these demonic occult things, whatever." And I was telling them, someone asked the question, "Well, is she born again? Is she saved or not?" And she's like, "Obviously not." And I said, "Well, she's a pre-Christian. You know, look at Paul. Like she's all freaked out because they're in the occult. You might have children who are like totally in darkness. Listen to this. Paul was a murderer. You would murder Christians. And God, just one encounter with God, and he went from being a death releaser to a life releaser. He released the kingdom of God wherever he went. Shook, you know, prison bars open by worshiping. He was a planet shaker, kingdom releaser. All it took was one encounter with God. And look what God says. He says, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. Hey, you know, they're going to dream dreams and visions. They're going to have spiritual encounters. I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. He's going to do that through you. He's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh, just like the days of Noah came from above and from deep within. He's going to be sovereignly above and through the sons of God, releasing the manifest presence of God like a double-edged sword through their mouths. Releasing the word of the Lord, a double-edged sword. His word in your mouth, released with faith in the substance of his love, getting cast out. It's going to hit them. Don't feel those prayers. Oh, I'm going to get rid of God. Wait. You know? As the days of Noah, man. You know, God's going to reveal his glory as the waters cover the seas. It's the living waters covering the seas of humanity. Pouring out his spirit sovereignly above from the kingdom of heaven and sovereignly from within through the kingdom of God within you. Just release it. Fling wide you heavenly gates and the king of glory is going to come in. And what's he going to do when he comes in? Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You're going to get free. Just like Paul and was that Barnabas in the prison cell or whatever? They were just worshiping God in the prison cell. The prison cell doors flung wide open. Worship's important. The prison doors flung wide open, not just for them, but for those around them. It didn't just free them, it freed those around them. They even stuck around a little bit longer because the jailer was going to kill himself. And Paul and Barnabas went up to him and stopped him. And he repented. Yeah, even suicide demons will flee from the glory that's coming. And it's coming through you, body of Christ. I saw a vision years ago where Jesus was standing in heaven and this living water was coming out of his hands. And a dove flew out of his hand as well. And I saw the living water being poured down to the earth. And I knew instantly how the interpretation, and we're the hands of the Lord. We're the body of Christ. He's the head. That's why he's standing in heaven. We're the body on the earth, releasing those living waters. He's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, sovereignly from heaven above, and through you, the body of Christ, on the earth below. Stay in faith. And as you release those words of faith, speaking those words, angels will perform his word. And push the darkness out of the way. They're ministering spirits of fire sent to those who will inherit salvation. So speak words of life. Speak words of faith and mix it with the word of God. And that substance, destroys the power of darkness. Guaranteed. Shabba. His word will not return void. It'll perform what it was sent forth to do. So they're going to be saved. They're going to have an encounter with God. And there's nothing the enemy can do to stop it. Stay in faith. Stay in the Word of God. Stay in worship. Stay in Christ in heavenly places. Oh, feels good to walk in life more abundantly. Nothing out of my works. It's nothing. Works! Man, I tried that route. It doesn't work. You know, human efforts and trying to drag people out of wheelchairs and doing all this stuff with all my abilities. No. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And hearing the Word of God comes through a relationship with the living Word of God where you experience Him. Like I get people mad because I tell them the truth. You know, if you're holding a big sign up saying, repent, you're going to hell, God is mad at you, you're in the flesh. Get out of that. Listen, yeah, repent. Yeah, like, God's mad at the enemy. He destroyed the works of the devil. there is a marriage supper of the Lamb. He said, go into the streets. Tell them to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. There's eternal life. There's wine divine. There's the meat of, you know, the gospel. Revelation, not just quoting scriptures like the demons did to Jesus in the wilderness, but you're quoting scriptures by revelation through an experience of experiencing that living, life-giving word to release it as a sword to touch them. Holy Spirit draws them in. You need to get to know Him, just like me. We all do. Or else our works are dead. Been down that road. I hate dead works. Living works are greater when it's the living one coming through you. I myself could do nothing, says Jesus. It's my Father that does the works. Let the Holy Spirit have His way through you. One of the best ways to allow the Holy Spirit to have His way through you is through worship. First mention of worship in the Bible is when Abraham went to go offer his son up to the Lord. He went to go surrender his promise, his seed. He went to go surrender his dreams before God. He said, we're going to go up and we're going to worship and we'll come back. He had faith that God would even raise his son from the dead. And God said, I already provided myself a sacrifice. You know, it can be scary walking by faith because you lose all dependence on yourself and you have full dependence on the Holy Spirit. It may look like the end of your life, but it's actually only the true beginning of true life, which is Him, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Come on, it's walking in the glory, releasing that glory. It's atmospheric. You want people to get saved, release the atmosphere of glory instead of accusations and condemnations like the accuser of the brethren. Satan himself is called the accuser. Jesus is a life-giving spirit. You release life to them. It's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. The goodness is His. It's Him. It's who He is. You know, they're, you know, it's all by the Spirit. Hallelujah. So yeah, invite people in to like taste and see that God is good. Taste and they will see. If they can taste His manifest presence and atmosphere of glory, they will see. And then they can make an accurate decision to serve God. Of course, who wants to serve the religious Satan demon? You know, repent, God is mad at you. God's going to send you to hell. Nobody gets saved from that. Unless, you know, maybe some God has sent some people to do that, but from what I've seen, I always feel demons coming off of them. They're religious and gnashing on you. They want to debate. It's like, where's the love, man? Not even just like human love. That is worthless compared when it comes to salvation. Where is God? Where's the manifestation of the glory of God? Where people would say, well, no one spoke like this man. Where's that? Where's that realm where they would go to arrest Jesus and they would all fall to the ground? Where's that power? Perhaps you have a human gospel and it's not spiritual, because our God is spirit. So if you worship God, you worship in the spirit and truth, not just singing songs on overhead, not just preaching random scripture but that you don't have any experience in. Start with your testimony. Just give the testimony of Jesus, how Jesus saved you. I mean, you can never go wrong with that. Tell Him how Jesus saves you and what He's brought you into. And just don't condemn people, man. It's not. God is not here. He did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to save it. Because He loved. For God so loved the world, He gave Jesus. And whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. And don't turn this around and make this all sissy, because Jesus is ferocious. He's like absolute fire coming through your being. No, you be aggressive when it comes to speaking the truth. The truth is a double-edged sword, but it sets you free. And I notice that a lot of these times when they quote these scriptures, it's not setting people free. Because it's born of religious. It's born of religion. You can say the right words, but it's the wrong spirit. It's like, should we call down fire and just burn them all up like they did Elijah in the Old Testament, Jesus? It's like, you don't know what spirit you're of. The Son of Man has come to save life, not to kill it. Check your motives in your heart. Is the motives in your heart so that they will repent because they're wrong and you're right? And you just, you're angry at them because they're sinners? Or are you like Jesus when he stood before the woman in adultery with tears running in his eyes saying, go and sin no more. That's the worst thing come upon you. And he didn't want something worse to come upon her. You kind of know the heart of God to release the heart of God. How deep can you go into the Father? That's how deep you can reflect the Father. It's time to get into God and out of religion. You know, destroy this temple in 3 days, or destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up. He spoke about the temple of his body. We're stepping in the third day. We're being raised up, well aware that we're all together up here in Christ in heavenly places to release Christ. As we're like life, Jesus is a life-giving spirit, and we're made in the image of God, right? To release his life through our spirit. And we can do it through words. We can just do it through just opening our heart wider, letting the kingdom of God flood out through our gates. And everywhere those living waters flow, it brings life, healing, deliverance, opens the eyes of the blind, physical, spiritual. They will taste and they will see him when there's a real substance of Christ coming through your words. Oh, Shabbat. I think God agrees with that, Shabbat. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we need you more. Oh, just stop whatever you're doing and get into what God is doing. That's how you do living works. It's not you doing it, it's the Father doing it through you. So you can try and run off and do your own works, and you know, later on you'll realize, did we not prophesy in your name? Didn't we not cast out devils in your name? And then Jesus will say to you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. What? Look at all those people that I told to repent in the streets. I never knew you. Yada. Intimate. Intimacy. It's like, I never did the works through you. You did your own thing. Worker of iniquity means doer of your own thing. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. You doer of your own thing. It's time to get out of what we're doing and get into what God's doing. What is God doing, you might ask? Well, I could tell you. Or you could just open your heart to him wider and see for yourself. Master, what do you say? Come and see. John's disciple said to Jesus, what are you doing? Where do you stay? Come and see. You follow him by the Spirit. That's why when their hearts were burning and they walked with him down the road, and then he made as though he was going to go further. But they were just like, they're hanging on to Jesus. Holy Spirit, man. Oh, love your presence, Lord Shabbat. I just pray right now, God, I release your peace in their spirits, into their place, into their atmosphere, wherever they are right now. All the people listening to this video, that you would fill them with the Holy Spirit, that you would pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and you'd save their brothers, their sisters, their mothers, their neighbors, that you'd pour out your Spirit on all flesh. Touch them, Holy Spirit. Touch them and fill them with power from on high. Fill them with the power to deliver them. Fill them with the river of life. Loose the warning angels, the ministering angels, and the spirits of fire. Perform your word, God. That you're going to pour out your Spirit on all flesh. And release that spirit of prophecy. And release dreams and visions. So that we can speak what we see in heaven, God. And let it become a reality on the earth. That will be on earth as it is in heaven. Through your sons and daughters prophesying and decreeing and speaking what is in heaven. So that it materializes on the earth. Hallelujah. Shabbat. Shabbat, Shabbat. Shakatere. Oh yeah, Jesus. We want to know what you're doing. My sheep follow me, and I give them eternal life. The voice of a stranger they will not follow. Why would they follow the voice of a stranger when I'm their master? You know, we're following you, Jesus. We're not following any religious demons or agendas. We're following the living God. We don't pay attention to the words of the dead because they produce nothing but more death. We listen to the words of life that come from the tree of life. We listen to the living word of God. And we just follow your words. We live in your word. In you we live, we move, and we have our being. Thank you for life more abundantly, God. We can't afford to believe a lie, because it'll rob us of the truth. It's too costly to believe a lie. Cost you the truth. And it's the truth that sets us free. And that truth, taking deep root inside of our hearts and coming out as a tree of life, sets other people free when they taste that fruit. They taste and see God. Effortless. Nothing of our own doing. It's just watering that tree of life through worship, through love, through tears, through surrender. When you just pour out your heart to God, God pours His heart into you, and it's just like a river of living water giving life to all the everything you do, and the things of death fall off. Death is swallowed up in life. Hallelujah. Don't you want more fruit? I do. I want big, a banana, like, I want my fruits to be so big that I just like, when people try to come in and attack me, they just, boom, they get hit by the fruit of the Spirit, and they're just plastered in God. They can't escape. The God juices are just soaking them, and they're just like, oh my gosh, this is too good to be true. Well, it is too good, but it is the truth. He's the way, the truth, the life. You've had a power encounter. Now give your life to Him. It's too late. It's too late for you to go back to death. Life has already been revealed to you, friend. Hallelujah. It's too late to go back and do dead works. You know the way. You know the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. His way is perfect. How did He do street evangelism? He would go spend time with the Father, and I only say what I see, hear my Father saying, and I only do what I see my Father doing. He would release the goodie bags that He saw in the Spirit. If you can't see in the Spirit, you need to worship more. Ask God to open your eyes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Open the eyes of your heart. You're opening your heart wider for God to come through and to. You're opening your heart wider. You're surrendering more. You're giving up more. Say, all of you, God, none of me. The only part of me that should be here is just the body. The body that you've given me, and my spirit and your spirit, you just take control. You drive the earth suit, Jesus. If you want heaven on earth, let God drive the earth suit. This galactic earth suit made out of stardust. Let God drive it. Let Him go so wherever He wants. That's how the living creatures move in heaven, if it's on earth as it is in heaven. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord would go, that's where those creatures would go. They would go to the left, you zip to the left. They go to the streets, we go to the streets. We go to the prayer closet, we go to the prayer closet. We start decreeing, we start decreeing. We release the anointing, release the anointing. We get on our face, we get on our face. We sit like Mary and hear the words of Jesus. We sit like Mary and hear the words of Jesus. Whatever the Spirit of God wants to do, because the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. And the voice of another, they will not follow. Because it won't lead them to life. It'll lead them to frustrations and dead works. And we all know what dead works can produce, because we've seen thousands of years of dead works, and it just leads to more death. It's time to put to death the deeds of the flesh, which is dead works, and let the Holy Spirit rule and reign through your body. Do you not know that you are the temples of the Holy Ghost? Let him take full authority over your body, over your soul, over your spirit. Testimony. my daughter came over, she was sick, and that thing was jumping on me. I could feel it. I felt my voice was going. This was just before I started worshiping and doing that the song thing. And she was losing her voice, and she didn't go to school on Friday because she was too sick. And it started hitting me. So I decided, you know what? What would Jesus do? What's written in the Bible? How does Jesus treat sickness? Well, I just said, well, Jesus came to redeem me from the curse of the law. And if I read the curse of the law in Deuteronomy, like 28 and whatever, around there somewhere, it was sickness, plagues, like fretting, fears, like all these, those were the curse of the law. And he's came to redeem us from the curse of the law, having been made a curse for us, so that we can enter into the glory. Where there is no sickness, no disease, no spirits of infirmity. They're called spirits of infirmity, that's kind of strange. And so I was rebuking this thing. I was like, you're illegal. Jesus has set me free from the curse of the law. All this sickness, all this disease, all this infirmity. Get out of here in Jesus' name. I evict you in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus on my body and my soul and my spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus on my daughter's body, soul, and spirit. Nobody in this house is going to get sick. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you and your host shall be saved. The word saved is sozo. Healed, saved, delivered. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you and your household will be healed, saved, and delivered. Sozo. It's in the Bible. You know, the faith of the prayer of a righteous man avails much, you know. So let's just keep praying. It's his righteousness. It's not my own. That's filthy rags. I just depend on his righteousness. So I just confronted the sickness. I said, get out of here. And you know what? I felt worse. But an hour later, I didn't feel very good. So I just did it again. In the name of Jesus, I evict sickness out of here. In Jesus' name, get out of here. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law and made a curse for me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I command this sickness to get out of here in Jesus' name. This is a weapon against me, and it will not prosper. In Jesus' name, loose, depart, and return no more to me and my household. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We've been healed, saved, delivered. And it would lift away. It would back off for a while, and it would come back. You know, if Elijah had to pray 7 times for the rain to come, in the name of Jesus, I command sickness, spirits of infirmity, all forms of death that came through the fall to depart from me now in the name of Jesus. Jesus has set me free from the curse of the law. He made a curse for me to bring me into life. All forms of death depart in the name of Jesus and return no more to me. You are illegally trespassing. Be gone. I fought and I contended with that thing all day. And I feel great. That sickness could not touch me. It was a war, but I had to stand in faith. Stand in faith for your family members. They may not look like they're getting saved right away. Fight for them. God's going to pour His Spirit on all flesh. All of them. That includes your family members, your loved ones, your enemies. Yeah, keep contending, keep praying, keep pressing in, going from glory to glory, the presence, worshiping, surrendering, giving all, getting up, walking in the glory, going from glory to glory. It's all about walking with God in the cool of the day, in the heat of battle, and just fight the good fight of faith. It is a fight sometimes, because you feel it coming against you, and you just like, oh, maybe I'll just give in, I'll just go lay down for a while. Well, yeah, I'll go lay down for a while, but fight it. Fighting with words, the word of God. It's your sword, double-edged sword. It's God's word in your mouth, mixed with faith and the substance. Hallelujah, Shaka. Well, I hope this video blessed you a little bit. It's just a little quick update of what I've been going through in the last 3 days. A lot of glory. Hallelujah. Say the course. You know, there's only one way. Jesus, way, the truth, the life, fire in your life. Hallelujah.